This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Southwest Airlines says it will return to normal operations today. The company and its passengers have struggled with cancellations and delays during the holidays. Former Southwest employee Hallie Chauvin told NPR that a former co-worker and others have been overworked during that time.
She was telling me that she had been working for 72 hours straight at that point. And the night before, with all the cancellations, she was watching 40 unaccompanied minors all to herself. And she was telling me about all the employees that were getting frostbite and having to go to the emergency room.
Southwest canceled close to 300 flights at Denver International Airport Thursday. Traffic deaths in Denver have been on the rise since 2020. So far this year, there have been 81 fatal accidents. CPR's Veronica Penny has more.
Vanessa Lacayo of the Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure says speeding, aggressive driving, driving under the influence, and not wearing a seatbelt all contributed to the high number of traffic deaths this year. The department is focusing on making roads and intersections safer for pedestrians and encouraging safer and more attentive driving behavior. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
A bill to place a monument to women's suffrage on the National Mall won't pass this session, but Colorado lawmakers are optimistic it will happen in the upcoming Congress. Here's Senator Michael Bennett.
Now we see other senators from other states following up on the work to commemorate the women's suffrage movement where it should be commemorated, which is on the National Mall behind the Capitol.
Bennett sponsored the bill in the Senate. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose has introduced a version in the House. Airbnb has new technology to crack down on parties at short-term rentals on New Year's Eve. Guests without positive reviews and with no history will no longer be allowed to make one-night rentals on December 31st. Last year, a similar policy deterred roughly 950 parties from happening in Denver alone. Since the company instituted a year-round party ban, there's been a 44% drop in party complaints. That's since August of 2020. New Year's Eve will be cloudy and chilly around Denver. This is CPR News.